Hello and welcome. Part of the rolling coverage we have on the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who is in Lebanon for his two-day visit. He's giving a speech right after the luncheon that was held at the Baabda Presidential Palace. Let's go in and take a listen to what he's saying.
Respected audience, I would like to first appreciate the warm reception of you, the respected President, the people and government of Lebanon. Friendship between Iran and Lebanon has been age-old. The relations in the field of culture has been outstanding. Some of the outstanding prominent scholars have traveled to Lebanon from Iran. Or the other way around, they have migrated from Lebanon into Iran. And all of them have left behind invaluable works, both in the field of culture and science. Iranian scholars, what they remember from Lebanon, the presence in their mind is one of culture. Many of the works of the Iranian scholars have been published in Beirut. Fortunately, today we have found this opportunity. The relations between the two countries will be expanded in all areas. The documents that the two countries have exchanged today speak of the political result of both countries in deepening and expansion of bilateral relations. The cultural and scientific capacities, art and literature on one side, and economic tourism and business and such other related fields on the other hand, give us unprecedented opportunities for both countries. The joint political stances on one hand, independence, freedom seeking, and trying to move toward material and spiritual progress and development, the presence in a country where we have shared challenges, all these have naturally joined the two countries to one another.
والتواجد في هذه المنطقة بفرصها وتحدياتها المشتركة والتي تواجهها بلدينا مع بعضهما البعض
Today, pride and progress of each one of us will bring pride and dignity of the other side and all the nations in our region.
Okay, there we were listening to Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. About the 4 hours into the day that he's been in Lebanon. He's given a speech right after having the luncheon at the presidential palace, in which he was obviously received by Lebanon's President Michel Suleiman. Interesting to note of some of the officials there, as we see on the screen, Nabih Berri, who's a parliament speaker. We also saw the Prime Minister Saeed Hariri there. Obviously, this is a full-fledged reception being held by Lebanon for the Iranian president. When we came in, he talked about the exchanges that will take place. He referred to it as exchange of documents that will obviously signify deeper ties and bilateral expansions, which include art and literature in terms of the exchange that is going to take place. The Iranian president is accompanied by a high-ranking delegation from Iran, including his chief of staff, Esfandiar Rahim Ashai, and the foreign minister, Manachar Motaki. There will be some MOUs that will be signed that will be in a wide variety of fields, such as trade, industries, electricity, environment, science, and training. But we've had rolling coverage on the president's visit to Lebanon, and it was a reception that hasn't been seen in a while in a country for the Iranian president, and we'll give you more updates as we go through the day here. But we've reached the news bulletin hour here on Press TV. I'm going to review the top stories for you along with the news in a matter of a minute or so. Please stay with us at half past hour. It's a full news hour. Join us then.